Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
It's homecoming week here at Maryville. The Spoofhounds hosting Benton this evening. We're talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and senior place kicker Noah Bellamy. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us this morning. And you got Benton coming to town, final regular season home game. It's homecoming. There's a lot going on this week. Just tell me about what this week means to you, your players, and getting set for another fun one tonight.
Yeah, it's homecoming, and it's something you look forward to every year. There's always, you know, coaches, you know, have always kind of talked about. I've seen them do it two different ways to where they really don't want to participate in the school activities or the pep rallies or the parades and stuff. You know, they say, oh, our job is just to play football. And then there's, you know, coaches that go the other extreme and they really don't worry about the game and just do, you know, all the fun stuff. And we've always done a good job of kind of finding that happy medium to where, you know, it's important for the guys to remember these times and the dances and the pep rallies and the dress up days and the fun things that, you know, the high school, any high school kid gets to participate in. But at the same time, focus on football in the afternoons at practice and do your film prep and have a sense of normalcy with football practice. And so that we can play our best in the game tonight. So we've done a good job with that, and it's kind of been a routine, and the guys have listened, and that's always rewarding when you have a good week and things go well.
Is it pretty easy to get this particular group to say, hey, give me 2.5 hours in the afternoon, let's lock in and make sure we're ready? What's that been like this week?
Yeah, it's been really good, you know, and you know, honestly, we've talked about our new facility in a lot of ways and what that change means from a routine standpoint. And coaches and teams, you know, we're used to routines. You know, you have an afternoon time where you have film, and then you go out and watch and practice a little bit by segments. And we've gotten used to that, and having our field right there and being able to practice on turf, you know, right outside of our meeting room. And we've been able to be pretty efficient with things and get into that good routine. But yeah, this group does a good job of kind of, you know, focusing in, and whether we're focusing on a run period or a special teams period or something like that, it's kind of, there's a bunch of moving parts out there at practice because, you know, we're sharing that field on a lot of days with our soccer team. And this week, you know, the Northwest cross country group came out and was on the track with our cross country group kind of doing a workout. And then all of a sudden you've got the dance team down there and stuff. So there's a lot of young people in our community out around our facility in the afternoons. And it's a lot of fun. The video board's going. We utilize that with our plays, our practice plays. So we can kind of use technology there to kind of be a little more efficient to show our scout team what to do and things. So, yeah, it's kind of a focused mess of organization there for a couple hours in the afternoon.
Noah, a lot of things going on player-wise. What's it been like for you going through homecoming week and kind of sorting through, you know, Monday's off for teacher in service, but still the hall decorating, and get back in Tuesday, and you got to lock in for a game. How have things been for you as a senior, kind of balancing it all and taking it all in?
It's been a lot of trying not to get distracted and unfocused for the game.
What's been your favorite dress-up day, Noah?
Hawaiian.
The Hawaiian
was
day.
The best,
yeah.
Day.
Yeah, and what did you wear for a Hawaiian day?
I wore a festive shirt.
Festive shirt.
Some floral pants.
Yeah. I don't know that I have anything like that in my closet. But
you think about going from freshman year, Maryville, homecoming. Obviously, this is a program that's been known as a powerhouse around the state football-wise. And now you're a senior. You've had a chance to participate in homecoming in some big games. Does this one feel different? Is it just feel like it's another game? What's the approach going in?
Yes, it feels different because it's – it's the last homecoming I'm going to have with all the guys.
Last chance to go out, and you're coming off a win last week, too, against Cameron and Maryville, knocking off the Dragons 44-6 on their home field. Coach, you come off that game against Cameron, a nice bounce-back win. Now you get focused in for Benton, but you're seeing a much different style. That triple option last week against Cameron, what is it about the MEC week in, week out? You're really never seeing quite the same thing.
Yeah, I think it's the versatility, like you mentioned, that makes it unique. You know, some conferences, when you look around the state, whether you're in the metro region or something like that, you pretty much see the same, some very similar style offenses or a defensive front, you know, kind of base schemes week in and week out. And then, but the MEC's unique in that it's totally different. And then sometimes, like, you look in regions like Southwest Missouri, you're not going to get a lot of spread, you know, and from, you know, it's kind of a curveball down there. So you just constantly see the same thing over and over. And then you're not really exposed to those things when it comes to district time and playoff time. So I think that the unique thing about the MEC, I've said it, is, like I said, you got Flexbone 1 week, and then this week they're more of a one-back, multiple, you know, formation sets. And then defensively, some weeks they're a three-man front, some weeks they're a four-man front. Benton's, you know, very different than Cameron with the way they propose defensively. So it really focuses, you have to prepare for multiple things.
You're talking Maryville High School football. The Spoofhounds taking on the Benton Cardinals this evening for homecoming. Head coach Matt Webb and place kicker Noah Bellany with us. Noah, we look back over the years, and this is the Maryville squad that's had a lot of success against Benton, played really well against the Cardinals over the years, but you can't really take anybody in the MEC too lightly. What's the mindset for this team? How do you feel going into this football game, especially knowing it is that final home regular season game?
The mindset is that you shouldn't just assume that you're going to go in and win a game easily. You should assume that it's going to be a tough game and that you're going to have to practice how you're going to play and not just half do everything.
Well, we're coming off a week. Maryville put up 44 points, bounced back in a big way. When the offense is clicking and churning and moving the ball up and down the field, you're getting a few more attempts out there, PATs-wise, too. Do you find yourself getting into a rhythm in a game like that where you go 6-for-6?
I do. I'm just staying consistently warmed up, just ready to go.
Coach, what's this like having him on the sideline?
Yeah, it's Noah's great. I mentioned about, you know, offense and defense being the varieties unique in the MEC. Well, with kicking and with Noah – you know, you don't want variety. You want consistency, and it's the exact opposite of that. And that's one of the things I've seen Noah really mature with through his years as being our kicker since his freshman year is, you know, his attention to detail and being focused on being consistent. You know, we, you know, primarily go for PATs every time now, and that's a large part because, you know, they go in and most of the time, and Noah does a good job. We don't talk about streaks too much and, you know, going 6-for-6 too much, things like that, because I think we've both found sometimes when you talk about those things, Noah, the next time it come back and bite you, you just go out and do your job. And you know, Noah's very good to work with, and the thing I'm seeing excited about is him showing us some excitement. You know, when it's important to him when he goes 6-for-6. I know that because you can watch him have the love for the game and jump up and down and pump his fist and. You know, do the things that, you know, like a receiver would do or a D-back would do after an interception, because that's his 111th, and he's got a job to do, and he goes out and he does it well.
Well, and that's a good point, because I think it was Pleasant Hill or Chillicothe. It's one of those first two home games. John Dykstra from the Maryville Forum got a great reaction shot of you after a PAT coming off, the fire in your eyes. And from where we're at, we can't quite get that same feel, but the picture kind of brought out the emotion. What does go through your mind whenever you knock through a kick like that?
Let's get another one.
Just tack on another.
Keep it going.
So it's the hardest job on the field, right? Kicking is. There's no quarterbacks here or linemen. You can be honest.
Just us, Noah.
I'd say it's up there. I don't think it's the hardest.
So this is my perspective. It's a very scrutinized position, right? Because everybody like me wants to sit there and watch TV and see NFL guys kick a 40-yarder easy. But then, in all reality, anybody that's in the stands for like a 20-yard field goal or a 15-yard, just a PAT, no chance. 90% are missing that PAT. It's a lot harder than it looks. What got you into kicking?
I used to play soccer, and I just kicked the ball really far. I didn't like to do anything like dribble or anything like that. So then my dad just bought me a PAT block, and I just started kicking in fifth grade.
And all these years later, it's come through.
I always like to compare it to anybody that thinks it's easy. Just sign up for our Black Pony punt, pass, and kick competition that happens between the first and second quarter, and that is a minute example of what it's like to go out in front of everybody and maybe just pick up a football and try and kick, see how far you can punt it and then how far you can kick it and see where it goes, because the football's not round like a soccer ball is. And it's got a lot of different little little details in it that makes it a very difficult skill to do. So I'm always amazed. Like I said, you watch the NFL and those guys make it look so easy, and it is anything but that.
If we put you on the football field just randomly one day, what's your distance? How far back are we moving you?
I think I could get a 47.
47. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, last one before we let you go too. Do you have a certain guy, an NFL kicker that you look at, or anybody you've kind of modeled yourself after?
Everything that I've modeled myself after is after Harrison Bucker.
It's a pretty good example right there.
A lot of consistency there.
Yeah.
Not bad. Maryville High School football taking on the Benton Cardinals this evening for homecoming. Coach Webb and Noah, appreciate you guys coming in. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Kickoff tonight is 7 o'clock here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.